Sunday night, Lady Shiach Chavis Halvavos, we're doing the Hakdama, or Lechav Gimel Tammuz. Okay, so the Chavis Halvavos is taking us through his thoughts and ups and downs and decisions of what made him write the Sefer. That's what the Hakdama is. He said, look, there's Chavis Eivorim and there's Chavis Halvavos. And I looked around at this. Chovos Eivorim are known, you know, we do things with our bodies. And Chovos Halvavos is our minds and our attitudes and our thoughts. And he says, you know, I looked around this forum and I didn't see any. At the time the Chovos Halvavos was written, so there have been already a few halachos for him written, and a few philosophies for him. And that's what he says, that I didn't see any sforim about what I have called, what I'm calling chovos halavavos. I don't see any sforim written about them. And I said, like, well, why not? Maybe you're not really mechuyev. Maybe it's just a nice thing. It's a nice musr, extra credit, extracurricular. Maybe nobody bothered to write any sforim about it because it's not that obligatory. But then he says, I went through his own categories of how to know if something's true or not. Seichel, psukim, and mesorah. And I went through those three things, and I see, first of all, in Seichel, he says a person is a nefesh and a guf, and each one has to serve Hashem. So the guf serves Hashem with the chovos ha'ivarim, but how does the nefesh serve Hashem? So the nefesh serves Hashem with chovos halavavos. And in fact, who is a person? What is a person? A person is more than the neshama, than the guf. The guf is just a levush. I'll say we were up to when we start learning text. I'm like bringing us up to date. This is like the wind up of the picture. This is the wind up. The picture's warming up. So he says, so first of all, logically, the neshama has to serve Hashem too. In fact, the neshama is the main. Who am I? I'm not my goof. I am my neshama. So that's more imperative that the neshama has its chiyuvim, obligations, and that's why logically, not only logically the chovos halavavos, which include thinking about Hashem and being aware of Hashem and bitochon in Hashem and avos Hashem and yiras Hashem, and in ben adam lachavero too. How we feel about a fellow Jew, not taking the comma, not bearing a grudge, not being over the sisna, caring about someone else. This is all chovos halavavos. So he says that's more, it should be logically more obligatory. Then he goes through the psukim. He goes through the psukim in the Torah, and he says, look, and he goes through the Dovka Bo, Lavas Hashem, Tirou, Vatal Echa Kamocha. Okay, and the Lav, Lo Sachmod, Lo Sikom, Lo Sitor, Lo Sasur, Achre Lavavchem. Don't be stingy regarding giving tzedakah. These are all Chovos Halavavos. And then he says in Mesorah, if you go to the Gemara, you have Rachmona Liba Boi, Hashem wants to lave. And Maseches Avos, he says, is full of chovos halavavos. And there's a Gemara about Bameh Erachta Yomim, and they talk about attitudes and feelings and lavavos. They talk about those things. And then, okay, so we're really up to the last paragraph. I borrow that for a moment, just to. I see most people have this print. Ra'isi. So page 16, the second paragraph is where we're up to in the text. This is really the tail end. Okay, he says, Ra'isi, and he says, I look again, and mitzad hakosav od, b'maki nefesh b'shigoga. He says, let's see, you kill someone. but you did it b'shgaga, unintentionally. Sheinu chayev miksa, the Torah doesn't punish you. So you know, the Chayiv, he's saying, you know what that means? It means that the main thing is your intention. And, you know, and if you don't intend, so you don't get punished, even though you took a life. Umishu hu shogeg b'mitzvah sheshalote yoseno, sheyu chayov malayim b'mezid, achas me'ar b'mizid b'ezdin okores, sheinu chayov alayim alachatos u'ashem, you only have to bring a korban. Now you say, why do you bring a korban? The truth is you bring a korban because of the degree of culpability. If you talk, if it was an ones, and you was really unavoidable. So the Chayiv Zalovis is looking at these dinim, not as, you know, it's not, he's not being a lawyer. Nothing wrong with being a lawyer. He's not being a lawyer. And he's not getting, he's saying it's not a legalism. If you're a shogeg, you're missing intention. And that's what Hashem cares about. If you didn't intend, then you taka. You didn't do anything wrong. Now there's different madregos, because you see a shogeg has to go into golus, and a shogeg has to bring a korban, because there's some degree of culpability. You should have been more careful. And if you're totally unintentional and no degree of culpability, then indeed you don't go into golus and you don't bring a korban. But he's looking at this not as a legal maneuver that gets you off the hook. He's looking at it that you indeed are potter. You didn't. The ikar is the intention. Now, if you take the flip side of it, what would the Chodesh Halvavah say? If you intended to do something wrong, right, and you didn't, you know, so that's bad. That's a bad mark. It means your heart's not in the right place. We need lathe. Halev bekavanoso, vahaguf betenuoso. Pchin omru b'mishoso mitzvah v'loy neskavin lasoso l'shem shemayim. You did a mitzvah. And, you know, first of all, if you didn't intend to do a mitzvah, Islam, you know, it's nothing. But even if you meant to do a mitzvah, but you didn't, you did it basically by rote. You didn't really intend to please Hashem. You didn't think about Hashem. And this is the problem. He's writing about 1,000 years ago, and we're 1,000 years later. And you know, people can go through their whole lives doing mitzvahs and not once think about Hashem. And they're not, as we call it, establishing a relationship with Him. They're not trying to please Hashem. They're not trying to do Hashem. They don't, Hashem is like. So that's a problem. The central axis of our deeds, the amudo, benuyim al kavonos alevu matzbuno, what gives our deeds meaning is the lave that's behind it. Ru'uya shetei chochmas mitzvah salev kodemes b'teva, so that would be, it should be first and foremost l'chochmas to the Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, well, there was no Shulchan Aruch yet. to the you know, laying down of rules of mitzvah seivarim. You know, what's more important and more primary and more fundamental. So why didn't anybody write a sefer about this? I'm looking around and I don't get it. And when I have thus clarified for myself the obligation of what he calls chokhmah hatzfuna, this right, the hidden chokhmah, meaning not evorim but lev, min haseichel, v'hakosuv, v'hakabalah, right? These are the three litmus tests of something's true or not: seichel, psukim, and mesorah. Amarti, okay, like he's taking us, okay, it's obligatory. No one can think that it's just extra credit. It's fundamental and obligatory. So why didn't anybody write a sefer on it? Shema haminah zeh min hamitzvos, maybe these kinds of mitzvahs Enanu chayovim bo b'choleisu b'chol mokom. Maybe it just doesn't come up that often. Kishmita v'yovel v'chakarbonos. But it's absurd. V'chasher yanti, when I searched a little, matzasi shenu chayovim bo tamid ad rabba. They're much more tamidi than the chovos ha'evarim. Kol yomenu b'li hefsek. We have much less of an excuse why we don't do it. You know, with a physical mitzvah, you could say, I was tired, I didn't have time, I was busy, I was involved in something else. Maybe it's true, maybe it is an excuse, maybe it's not an excuse. But you have much less of an excuse when it comes to Chovos HaLevavos. It doesn't even have to mean, because it doesn't necessarily mean it's something you should think about it, or even if you're not thinking about it, but it's something that's just embedded in your being, in your action, in everything you do, in the way you live. Kamo yichud elokeinu belavavenu, that there's a Hashem in the world, and He's the only one. Va'avdo b'matzpunenu, we are His servants, and the servant is an attitude. That the focus of the world is not us. It's much more difficult than it sounds. Because when a child's born, and as it grows up, it is the center of its universe. Right? Certainly as an infant, and then as a child, it takes many, many years for it to even realize that this is that there's anything else out there, and and we all have egos, and I don't even mean it badly, the word ego, gaiva. We all have a sense of self, and really our lives are spent doing what we need. It's not easy to really, it's hard. To change focus, and like we're doing what Hashem needs, especially because Hashem doesn't need anything. Doing what Hashem wants would be a better, but we're serving Him as we are. See, how do you do this? So we learn Shara Avodas Elokim, so we have some of an idea of how to do this, that we do His will, and thus we're expressing gratitude because we owe our very existence to Him and we owe everything to Him. And you go through Shara HaBechina, which Mitzvah Hashem will do after the Hagdama, and we should be overwhelmed by the constant good tov that He's being mashpia on us. So we develop, this is the Chayim Shalom's world, we develop gratitude, and then everything we do is like in some small, it's like everything we do is in some small way, a way that we say thank you. Acknowledgement that He gives us everything, but it like changes the whole. It's turning around the microscope. Like we're looking the wrong way, because we go through life, and really, it's what do I need? What is? I have to earn money, and I have to this, and I have to be successful, and I have to do, and I have to go to. I have to go to the store, and I have to. It's, and the Chavis Halavis wants it to be, Hashem wants me to do this. This is the way I'm doing what Hashem wants. This is Hashem's will. And it's not limited to what we call mitzvahs. That's the beauty, and the beauty of Chovos HaLevavos is that the main Chovos HaLevavos is to be an Eved Hashem, which is not limited to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are a very small part of it, if you talk about Chovos Eivarim. If you include Chovos HaLevavos, so you're including Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, and you're including being an Eved Hashem, which is really the everything is being an Eved Hashem. But you be an Eved Hashem in anything you do 24/7, as long as your attitude is sincerely and truly and be'emet, that this is Hashem's will, and I'm doing it. It's like, you know, I'm not. It's hard. Something that seems impossible. Like, I'm not eating because I'm hungry. I'm not earning money. Okay, It's like another layer. And I'm not earning money because I have to pay the mortgage, and I have to pay the tuition, and I have to take care of my kids, and I have to pick up my kids, and I have to clean the house, and I have to have a million things to do. But it's hard, but it's easy, because no one's asking us to change our lives. No one's asking us to go to a monastery and sit, you know, and adopt the lotus position and pick a mantra and sit like that for 2 years going right? We do everything, and we just do it because it's Hashem's will. So it's hard because, again, you know, I have to break out of. It's hard and it's easy. It's really, that's what it is. So that's what we're learning. Hopefully we'll have a breakthrough. Look at it, we should desire to do mitzvahs. You know, we don't even think about that. I mean, I don't know about you, me. It's not enough to do mitzvahs. You have to desire to do mitzvahs. We want to do Hashem's will. We want Hashem should be pleased with us. Or to say it a different way, we want to say thank you to Hashem, and this is the way we say thank you. Shenichsof lasus ha mitzvahs shenachnu chayofim bohem. Kama shomer akozov, he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. Achalai means my desire, my desire. Yikonu derochoi lishmor chukecha, that my paths follow and do your laws. Okay, v'shiniftach bo bitachon, v'shinimson avshoseinu Allah, everything we do is for His sake. K'mo shenema bitchu vol v'chal eis, om shifchu levonav levavchem, ulahoser hasina v'akina melavavenu. This is all part of it. B'nodem ha'chaver was part of it. Hashem wants us to have good hearts. Lev tov. No sinna, no kina. V'shinifrosh mimosri anyoni ha'olam. We should not be involved in the extraneous things of this world. Shetor demosonomi avodas Hashem, that make us lose focus and sight of what we're really doing here, what we're really here for. And this is all attitudes and thoughts. Kikol zanu chayovim bo tomid. So it's to me the b'chaleis u'b'chol mokum u'b'chol shoh u'b'chol rega. Al Kolinyan, everything we do has this underlying theme of I'm doing it because Hashem's will, I'm doing it because I love Hashem, I'm doing it because I want Hashem to be pleased, I'm doing it because I'm saying thank you to Hashem. And this is never ending. Now, the never ending, it doesn't have to be pressure filled. It shouldn't be pressure. Pressure is Chol V'Sei Vorim. See, Chol V'Sei Vorim is pressure. Let's say amen. I gotta say Kriya Shema by 9:52, and once it's 9:53, I missed it. I'm bad. I didn't do the mitzvah. That's a varim. Levavos is much more pervasive, and it's limited to time. There's no zman Kriya Shema in the lathe of, you know, Hashem is one. Hashem is real. Hashem gives me everything I have, and I want to say thank you to Him. There's no time limit. So you're not limited by time. On the other hand, it's totally pervasive. But it's the way you live. It's an attitude. It's just like we live for ourselves. So Hashem, Chavis Alova says, you know, you're supposed to turn everything around and you live for Hashem. This is the Madrega, but no one's asking you to change, you don't have to change your life. You're just changing focus. And why are you doing everything? What is the purpose of it all? What's the point of it all? And he's thinking, well, you know, taka. Like, the point of it all isn't to just get to the end, you know, and make it to the end without collapsing. It's more than that. Sometimes we think that. We all think that sometimes. I'll admit it. I do. You just want to get to the finish line and just hang in there. But it's much more than that. The Hadomel is there. He gives a beautiful, beautiful marshal. Listen to this marshal, right? Because nobody leaves the Chayvus Halvavus, because we're saddled with the problem the Chayvus Halvavus felt he was facing over 1,000 years ago, this is we were living. Didn't get much better. These are the same sets of problems. We're tied to ritual, and we are yotzei with ritual, and we forget the lev. We're satisfied if we go through the motions. In Shara Avodas Elokim, which we learned, he explains why the motions, quote unquote, are essential, and why you shouldn't make the terrible mistake of thinking that you could just get by with lev. He explains that. But at the same time that he explains that, he says they're not the point, they're the stepping stone. The point is indeed Chovos HaLevavos, but the Chovos HaYevorim are essential stepping stones, and Jewish history, we know, is full of the casualties of people that felt they can outsmart the Chovos HaLevavos and get by on just lev. So history shows that the Chovos HaLevavos was so right in saying that although the main thing is lev, but if you don't have the stepping stones of the Evarim, you're going to fall, you're not going to make it, because Hashem constructed us that way. And he goes through the reasons, the psychological reasons, the physiological reasons, the emotional reasons, the reasons why the mitzvahs, the ritual, are essential, not just necessary, but essential. But they're not the point. They're not the point. They're just a stepping stone. They're an essential stepping stone, and you're going to fall flat on your face. You're going to, right? It's like you're trying to climb a ladder and you want to go without the rungs, so you're going to fall down on your face. But the ladder is not the point. The point is what you get to after you finish climbing the ladder. The Hadomel is now, listen to this beautiful marshal. Eved Shetzivohu Rabo Laso Shtei Melachos. You have an Eved, and his master gave him two types of tasks. Ha'achas Bebeso, in one he's in the house of the master. So he's living with him, and he's with him, and he has things to do around the house. Right? I'm sure every woman knows what this is talking about. You're in the house, and there's always what to do. Vashenis Pasoda, and he said, you know what? I also have work in the field that I have to do. Mo'avodas Ha'adama, but you don't have to be there every minute, and there's no reason for you to be there always. You go out once in a while and you check on the crops, you make sure everything's in order. Ulayan ba be'itim yiduos, ubishols yiduos. You have set times that you go out, maybe in the morning, maybe at night, maybe twice a week, three times a week, and make sure that everything's beseder. Im yavru ha'itim ha'heim, if they pass by and he doesn't do it, he misses the times, or im lo yim tzalasos meidover sheyim no enu, where he's not able to do it, yistalek miolof chiyuv hamaisa chutz lebeso, so he's potur from those things that are chutz lebeso, but that doesn't absolve him from in the house. And it was out of the house, so maybe he couldn't make it, maybe he was busy, he got there too late, so he's supposed to be there, maybe he was stuck in traffic, right? His car broke down. But in the house, there's no excuse. In Avol HaMaisa Shetzivo Lasos Bebeso, Eino Mistalek Me Olav, you're in the house. Like, why didn't you take care of the house? Why didn't you clean? You're in the house. Why didn't you clear the table? You're there. Kol yimei omdobo v'avdu es adonov. K'shelo yim ne'enu moneah. Okay, there's always something that could prevent him if the Eved Chas V'Shalom takes sick. So he's not able to do anything. So v'lo yitrudeo toreid. But v'chiyev ha'maisa tomid olov k'sheyiponeh. But then when he gets better, he has to do it. V'chein mitzvos halev. Look what he's comparing. He's saying, V'chovos halvavos is you're with Hashem in the house, and you have to always, you're in the house of Hashem. You're living with Hashem, so you have your obligations and you have to do them. And okay, you know, if maybe you're sleeping, you have to go to sleep. So when you're sleeping, you're not doing anything, but it's constant, always. There's no let up. There's no. You're living in the house. You have to live in the house a certain way. You're the Eved, and you're running the house. So you can't, it's not like a once in a while thing. You're in the house, and you're living with the master, and you have to take care of certain things, and you have to live a certain way. So there's very few excuses that would excuse you from not doing what you're supposed to do, because you're living there. You're there. So you went away on a trip. So when you come back, you have to. Ain lanu taina b'hem. You have very few excuses. V'lo torev b'hem. And very few ways of explaining that you were too busy. What do you mean you were too busy? You're living here. You're draying zecharan the whole day here. El avas olam. You're only. He says the mitzvah halev. What? Yeah. Again, I'll say to a man, because like mitzvah says, shosman grum, I have to say kriyashma. So I overslept. You know, okay. So I could oversleep, and I'll miss man kriyashma. But that's the chovas ayvarim. But the chovas halev, that I'm aware of Hashem, and I'm living a life that's, I'm supposed to live a life that's, Hashem echad means really, that my life is permeated with the knowledge that Hashem is the only reality, right? That's Cholvus Halvavos. I don't do it Zman Kriyashma. So I have no excuse for not living that way. Because I was too busy. Like, that's how I'm supposed to live. That's the Eved in the house. So in the Soda, you have certain tasks at certain appointed times. And good, you know, if you're supposed to do it. Maybe you missed it. It's more excusable, he's saying. It's more easily excused if you have a good excuse. We're not talking about if you were poshe and you didn't do what the master said. But in the house, Chovas Halavos is you're living with the master. You're in the house, and you have to live a certain way. Like, you know, it's like. They say every Tuesday you have to go to the field and check if the birds didn't ruin the crop. You know, so you have to go once in a while, and you have a set time when you have to go. But when he says in the house, you have to clear up the table after breakfast. So like, you're there, and you're always there, and you're living there, and that's how you're living. So there's no, like, what do you mean you were too busy? That's where your life is. You're walking around the house. That's your whole life. So the Chovas Halvavos is like the work that an Eved does for the master in the house. You're living with Hashem, and you have to act, and not specific mitzvahs. We're talking about you have to act a certain way, with a certain attitude, with a certain goal, with a certain feeling of humility, of direction. That's how you're never too busy to do it. It doesn't make any sense. That's how you live. You're in the house. The Eved's in the house. That's his mashal. I hope I did a good job explaining it. El avos olam, your only excuse, meaning, is that you're busy with life. You're busy with other things, right? You're busy. You're watching videos, so you didn't clear the table. You're busy with your own agenda, havas ha'olam. So that's the only thing. It's not an excuse. That's the only reason you would have for not doing it, is that you were busy with your own things, not with the master's things. V'shein anachnu mevinim inyan b'reinu, like you don't know what it's all about. That it's all about serving Hashem. Kamoshanemar, Vayakinor, Venevel, musical instruments, Tov, Vachol, Vyayan, Mishtehem, Mispal Hashem, Lo Yabidu, Masayodav, Lo Ro. So, don't tell me that it's only like Shemitah and Yovel once in a while. This is much more constant than Mitzvah Seivarim. It consumes your whole life, every minute of your life, and everything you do, because everything you do should be with a certain attitude, with a certain thought, with a certain whatever, have a year of gratitude. Okay, so why did nobody make a sefer? V'yomarti. Oh, Shem ha-min ha-zem min ha-mitzvos. Maybe these types of mitzvahs don't have so many totsa'os. Maybe they don't have so many hashlachot. Eina mesiale the mitzvos rabos. Va'alkein hinichu osam. Right, you have, let's say, eating matzah, so you have to make a whole sefer. How much matzah? How do you have to make matzah? What do you do with the matzah? By what time do you have to eat it? How do you swallow a kazayas? Right, and here maybe it's basically what it says in the pasuk, and there's just not that many hashlachot, so no one made a sefer. No. Nope. The kasher chakarti al misporum upirkeim, when I sat down and tried to list the ramifications of each of the Cholvos Halvavos, Matzosim Lerov Ma'od. Oh boy, it's much more than Cholvos Ha'ivarim. Everything you do is permeated with these obligations. B'Sialdom Achachashavti Ki Mashomar David Olav Hashalom. That which David HaMelech said, L'chol tichlo ro'isi keitz, r'chova mitzvos chomi'od. David HaMelech says, for everything I saw a hagbalah, keitz, I saw its gvul, but your mitzvahs are limitless. You know something, says the Chavis HaLovos, al moro amro mitzvos halvavos. What was he talking about? The mitzvahs are very mugbal, 613, and you have to do it by chatzos, and you have to daven shachris by a certain time, and you have to daven mincha by a certain time. Everything is amounts and times. Plenty of hagbolot and gvulim and kates by mitzvahs. I think, says the Cholvos Halvavos, that Amoro, David HaMelech was talking about mitzvahs halavavos, ki mitzvahs ha'ivorim yesh lehem misper yodua, kemo taryag mitzvahs, and I'll say Pesach night, Sukkot night, Rosh Hashanah, it's, you don't blow shofar. What do you mean rechava mitzvahs chamiyod? There's one day a year I have to blow a shofar, and I have to blow it here 9 kolos. It's very mugbal. He says, David HaMelech's talking about the chavis halavavos. Limitless. Ach mitzvos halavavos rabos ma'od ad ki ein l'toldoseihem mispar. They're limitless. Limitless. I can't. It involves everything you do. Everything you say, everything you do. Because when you go to work, when you go to the store, because it's your attitude. It's what you're doing it for. It's what your purpose is. Okay, he's continuing his search. The Amarti Ode, he really doesn't want to write this sefer. I mean, you see that. Shema hein kol kach mevuoros v'yaduos lakol, maybe adrabba. I just decided and I just realized how important it is and how fundamental it is and how all-encompassing it is and how... That's why no one wrote a sefer, because everybody knows about it already, because it's all fundamental and basic. Ach amarti v'amarti o shema shehen kol kach mevu oros v'yaduos lakol. Everybody knows about them already, and everybody does them because they're so important and so fundamental. V'chol b'nei adam dveikim bohem ad shlo nitzdarchu l'chaber b'sefer. I don't have to write a sefer. Everybody's doing it already. Why do I have to write a book of laws about it? Okay, v'iyanti menhagi b'nei adam. So I started observing people. Always a dangerous thing to do. Berov hadoros haniskorim b'sfarim. I observed and I studied history, and what people did and how they acted. Umatsasim, this is Rav Lovitz talking, in the year 1100, 1000, very, very far from fulfilling the Cholvos Halavavos. El Hazrizim Bechire Hasgula Bahem. Yeah, a few people, a smattering of people here and there. Kfi Hanizkar Aleihem. Achashor, the regular people. Kamoha Yutzrichim Lahoro Lahoros Osam. Boy, was it necessary to teach them these mitzvahs. And that was in the past when things were better. Bekoshkein Rovanshez Manenu Zeh. He's talking to his door now. They're not so careful about mitzvahs ha'evarim. Koshkein b'mitzvahs ha'levavos. Forget about that. V'sheyidvenu libo mehem layim b'chokhmas ha'torah. And even, I'll translate what he says, it's very harsh words, he says. Even people who learn, who sit and learn, who miskaving ledover sheyikori b'chokham etzal amei ha'aretz. He learns so that he should be known as a Talmud Chacham. Sheyasa lo shem etzal hagdolim. People should hold of him and stand up for him, and he should become famous. V'yeit miderech ha'torah el mashalo yakneu maile yaseira. And if something won't make him famous, he's not so interested in it. V'lo yinakehu. He's not so careful about things that don't appeal to his sense of self-importance. Vishim lohoya yodo lohoya nena sholov. Vihiniach la'ayen. And it was enough, it's enough for him to study the basic shoreshei hados v'yosodi toraso. You know, the basic Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Asher lehoyu lo lehasalei mehem v'lohanicham. You know, he has to have basic emunah in Hashem. That, you know, v'shel yuchel lekayim mitzvosim lo yodeim v'yeyaseim k'mo yamunus ha'yichud. Im anachnu chayovim le'ayim bo mitzat zichleinu. We'll stop here. So next week.